Our next guest is a native of Florida, where she earned a bachelor's degree in biology and a master's in public administration. She also has a law degree from the University of Maine. And since the fall of 2016, she's been the associate director of admissions for the University of Idaho Law School in Boise. That's just her day job, though. Diana DeJesus is also the marketing and communication chair for Boise Young Professionals and the founder of Boise Bucket List, an Instagram page and blog that highlights Boise and the things to do in the City of Trees. She's also the founder of Collaboration Over Competition Mixer, a monthly gathering for aspiring and current female entrepreneurs. A recent headline in the Idaho Statesman described Diana this way: she moved to Boise and didn't know a soul. Now she's racked up 29,000 Instagram followers. Diana DeJesus is a true social media maven, defined as an individual who identifies interesting or trending content and shares it with a large online network. Diana is joining me live in studio today. Welcome to the program.
Oh, good morning. Thank you, Gemma.
I'm just tired reading everything that you do. How in the world do you keep your life organized?
A nice planner.
Right?
A very detailed planner.
I love it. You would have to. So you moved to Boise in 2016.
I did.
You don't know anyone.
Not one person. Except my brother. He was with me.
Okay. Right. So how do you find this idea for your Instagram page called Boise Bucket List?
So when I lived in Maine for law school, I enjoyed exploring. But social media wasn't as popular. Instagram wasn't as resourceful as it is now. So I knew if I wanted to move here, I wanted to create something similar. And I love Instagram.
I love it.
Visual storytelling. You can just learn about different types of niches, whatever your interest is. So I wanted to encourage myself to explore. And I live by lists, so it made sense to call it that. And my brother helped me with that name as well. So
was the goal just for you to be on Instagram and to find things to do in the area?
And share with others who are curious. Because I've noticed when I was interviewing for other jobs, I always look at how is it to live in that city? And there's not necessarily a most up-to-date first-person perspective. And I wanted to provide that for those who are looking to relocate or see what's entertaining to do. And I wanted to provide that first-person opportunity.
So when you started it, though, did you have any idea that you would end up having 29,000 followers?
No, not at all.
I mean, that's crazy.
It's a little so much. I was thankful for getting like 1,000, just like 1,000 people want to learn about my experiences. So
what do you think makes it so unique, though, that you have as many followers as you do? Because it is a niche. I mean, there are a lot of people that strive to have the followers that you have that will never have them.
I think the first part was collaborating with businesses. That's how I started to have giveaways. And I think my perspective and the first person perspective and sharing everything from my dating trials and tribulations in Boise to trying a new restaurant, I think that authenticity and people can relate is allowed it to grow to that nature.
And what would you say has been your biggest takeaway from having Boise Bucket List?
Is the warmth and the welcoming nature of this community. This page can be in different location and it probably wouldn't have grown to that. I think it's the receptive nature and those who are willing to just enjoy each other's company. And I noticed that. And that's my big takeaway, is the City of Trees is an environment that just welcomes and makes people feel this is their new home.
Yeah. It's that Boise Nice vibe, right?
Yes,
it's everywhere.
Is.
I'm speaking with Diana DeJesus. She is the founder of the widely popular Instagram handle, Boise Bucket List. She's also the founder of a monthly collaborative for up-and-coming female entrepreneurs. She also works for the U of I Law School, because her list goes on and on and on. Let's talk a little bit about the collaboration over competition. I think this is a fascinating idea.
Oh, thank you.
So tell me a little bit about how that started as well.
Sure. So through my page, I've met businesswomen who own small businesses. And one of the common comments was they had to have a community for themselves to safely meet other women. So last summer, I started an empowerment brunch. And I had two brunches, and it was a success, but I couldn't sustain it every month. So this past May, I started having a mixer. I thought maybe if we can choose a location, female owned, and have wine and socialize. It went from 25 women to now my next event's going to have 120 women.
Oh my goodness.
Right.
And these are all female.
Female aspiring or professional or current entrepreneurs. It's just they want a space to socialize, that they could focus on themselves. and meet other women and make it very interactive for them too.
Well, I think the title says a lot, collaboration right. over competition, because, yes. You know, as a woman, having been in the business world for years, is I do look at men and I see how they collaborate.
Right.
And what's interesting is I see it on the playground, even at my kids' school. Boys seem to be able to collaborate, or even when they argue, they move on. They
Correct.
Forget about it.
Right.
Girls could really learn from those skills and those right. qualities. Is there some of that in that whole name of let's stop being each other's worst enemies, frankly, right. as women?
Yes. And I think the name provides that the context when they enter, and with celebrating each woman's, because there's an icebreaker I do where they share a unique fact about themselves, a fun fact, just I traveled to 20 countries or mm-hmm. I was in a rock and roll band that way, and that then learn from each person. So that allows a whole hour of just having conversation. Then we can go into what your business is with pride and with confidence. I've been to many mixers because of the nature of going to law school and mm-hmm. things of that nature, and it can be a bit stuffy. It
just
can be
a bit, right?
Just a tiny bit.
Yeah.
And it can impact someone who might be an introvert, who might not have as much confidence, but I make it my effort to where when someone walks in, they're brand new, they leave with at least 20 to 30 women in their phone as phone numbers or on social media. And that's what I like to protect too, is that safe comfort for them.
And it's then having that kind of group of people that you can go to then.
That's what's happened, is people actually collaborate. That's the whole point.
Right, right.
Business owners collaborate. They have workshops together. There's a new networking called She Networks Boise. Two women met at my event, and they have more morning time networking events, and so for coffee for women who stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the purpose of this collaboration, is women can actually remove that tendency to be competitive
mm-hmm.
and meet someone one-on-one organically.
Well, and as we say, there's always a piece of the pie for everybody, right?
Absolutely.
And it's having that mindset.
Exactly.
Yeah. So then here you are, on top of everything else, you're a recruiter for the University of Idaho Law
yes.
School for the Boise branch in
yes.
particular. How does all of this play into you going on the road and trying to get the best and the brightest to come to law school at the U of I?
So when I'm on the road, there's individuals who are familiar with Boise, particularly with all the press.
Mm-hmm.
So how this all intertwines is I can provide them with that insight to the city of trees or to Idaho as a transplant. And that allows them to feel more connected to their decision-making process, as opposed to a pamphlet like, come to Idaho. Yeah. It's more of, I'm a transplant. I came to Idaho, and this is what I've been able to do. So it allows prospective law students that insight into a city that they might not know much about.
And that's got to be an interesting and different perspective, is someone like you who did come from outside,
right.
but you've made not just a life for yourself, but I mean, you've got this social media following, and that has to play into when you're just sitting down and talking to these potential students.
Yes, it does. Because it just comes out, like they ask me where can they get vegan food? And I remember who I met who is a vegan,
mm-hmm.
and or where can they go hiking, or where can they listen to a certain type of music? So because of my ways of exploring, it just comes out authentically, and they're like, wow, you must do a lot of exploring here in Boise. So it just comes out so natural to where they know it's not a manufactured response to mm-hmm. a question they might have.
And where do you go next? What happens with all of these things that you're, I mean, besides maybe sure. having a nap? I mean, where do you go next?
My aspiration with Boise Bucket List is to have it be an adventure-seeking platform where I actually create excursions for people to do, where they can explore Boise at an affordable rate or beyond Boise. And where they can come by themselves.
Mm.
But that's the thing about shared experiences. I learned that in law school and in undergrad. People might not know each other, but when they have nothing to worry about, they go on a bus and they go to have an adventure, they make relationships at that trip. So Boise Bucket List, my goal is to create an adventure-seeking business where I plan excursions for people on their behalf.
Well, I think you're already taken off with 29,000 followers. So good luck to you. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Me.
Absolutely. My guest today, Diana DeJesus. Remember to follow her on Instagram. It's Boise Bucket List. I follow her. It's great fun. So
thank you.
Do follow.